Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We are in the book of Philippians today, Philippians chapter 3. If you want to turn there, I will be reading Philippians 3 and 4, taking some devotional pauses, some applicational thoughts at the end, and then closing in prayer. And I want to encourage you to do that right along with me. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the opportunity to read it, meditate on it, study it, apply it. Father, use your word in my life today to be able to honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. Philippians chapter 3. Further, my brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. Now, I take a pause here to remind you that the Apostle Paul has written this from prison, and he talks a lot about rejoicing and joy, which is interesting because he's in prison and yet having this kind of attitude. Continue in verse 1. It is no trouble for me to write the same things to you again, and it is a safeguard for you. Watch out for those dogs, those evildoers, those mutilators of the flesh. For it is we who are the circumcision, we who serve God by his Spirit, who boast in Christ Jesus, and who put no confidence in the flesh. Though I myself have reasons for such confidence. If someone else thinks they have reasons to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, in regard to the law, a Pharisee. As for zeal, persecuting the church, as for righteousness based on the law, faultless. But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ, and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. So Paul begins by talking about, listen, if anybody could have confidence in the flesh, I could. Where I came from, my education, being a Pharisee, but none of it matters. Not when it comes to knowing Christ and following Christ. Verse 12, not that I've already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Those were a few of my favorite verses in high school and still continue to be some of my favorites. Paul basically saying, listen, whether it's good or bad stuff from your past, you got to put it aside and look forward to what God wants to do in your life now. Verse 15, all of us then who are mature should take such a view of things. And if on some point you think differently, that too, God will make clear to you. Only let us live up to what we have already attained. Join together in following my example, brothers and sisters, and just as you have us as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do. For as I have often told you before, and now tell you even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction, their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. So to remember that our citizenship is not here in the United States. It is in heaven. Therefore, we can live as citizens of heaven even while we are earthly citizens here. And we look forward to the power that Jesus is going to display, including turning our bodies into perfect bodies. Chapter 4. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, you whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, dear friends. I plead with Euodia and I plead with Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you, my true companion, help these women, since they have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of my co-workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I'm not saying this because I'm in need, for I've learned to be content whatever the circumstances. Okay, this is a key section here, the idea of contentment. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. This verse has been used for a lot of different things, but in context here, it begins with this idea of I can do everything, no matter what I have, even when I have nothing, because it is God who gives me strength to endure. Verse 14, yet it was good of you to share in my troubles. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except you only. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid more than once when I was in need. Not that I desire your gifts. What I desire is the more be credited to your account. I have received full payment and have more than enough. I am amply supplied now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent. They are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet all God's people in Christ Jesus. The brothers and sisters who are with me send greetings. All God's people here send you greetings, especially those who belong to Caesar's household. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Well, that's the end of chapter 4. That's the end of the book of Philippians. That's the end of our reading for today. What caught your attention? What is it you're going to apply to today? I didn't say much about it, but these are some of my favorite verses that I'm going to apply today. It's in chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. It certainly fits our days and times and culture. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. All right, so this is what I want to focus on today. Through prayer, with thanksgiving, anything I might be anxious about in my life, in my family, in my work, in my world, anything I might want to fear, I give to him through prayer. If I will do that, he promises to give me his peace that others may not be able to understand. And then I will think about the things that I should think about in the right way. That's my application for today. What about you? Father, thank you for your word. Lord, I want to, in prayer, thank you for everything that is going on in my life, because I know it's about your sovereignty and what you're doing to make me more like your son. So thank you. Lord, I give you my anxiety today. The things I'm worried about and concerned about are in your hands. So give me your peace, Father, and help me to think about things the right way so that I will honor you and pass that along to others. In Jesus' name, amen.